Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got...
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone.
Welcome, welcome, and habari gani to my old friends, and I say what's up to those new friends. Come right in. We are still celebrating and still in the celebration mode of our fifth anniversary on the air here at Blog Talk. So how is everybody doing this evening? We want to welcome each and every one of you, and I will tell you we are having a little technical difficulty, but nothing we can't get over. It seems like Blog Talk is blocking me off where I can't even pull my screen up. But nevertheless, we know how to do things around here. We'll get it going. And I want to say to those new people that are joining us, we are talking about the youth and how they can implement human rights in their life. We're also talking about changing the lyrics of our music to make it more wholesome so that we can turn some things around. And yesterday we had a guest speaker who came in to talk to us about coaching. And Mr. Muhammad talked about the benefits of a coach and playing ball, being on a team, and how we can utilize those skills in our life. Now, we want to say this much. We'll be having a lot of different guests dropping through here this week to speak to us. And we were scheduled to have Anthony come on today. If we can lift this technical difficulty and get on the screen, then we could probably see his face. He might be out in the audience, but because of the technical difficulty, it's a little bit difficult to see him. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and keep trying to get on here. Once Blog Talk lifts the bar, then I can get on here. But nevertheless, I want to say to those young people, come right in. And we do not have our chat room open at this particular time, but please do call in. We want you to call into our radio station, and we will probably have you on hold for a bit until we get these lines up like they should be. Well, once again, let's talk to the parents a little bit. You might be in the room or you might be standing at bay. And what I want to say to the parents is that we have a lot of different things that we are going to be talking about with our youth. One of the things we've been talking about is a music consortium and getting young people together to go out to be an ambassador or a fellow to represent their community. And we'll be working with music, of course. I'm all done with all of those curriculums and classroom where we don't have the fun we need to have. The most I'll be teaching is literacy and reading, and that's it. The rest of it is going to be music and dance, all fun, you know. You know, when you retire from something, you got to give up something. But let's go to one of our entertainers here and hear what they have to say about music.
Early in the morning, looking at the sky. About to start storm, you can see the clouds. Watch the way they form. People see the signs, but they don't heed the warning. Play out of time, the rain starts falling, it's flooding in the street, and it won't stop pouring. I gotta keep the door so I can let you know, and then I ain't come for peace. He told me take my sword.
I told you silence, toast, and I
be laying in the cut like them highway patrol. Same way the clouds start forming when it rains. Same way the rhymes start forming in my brain. Same time the blood start falling in my pain. See the spirit of my ancestors calling me again. Niggas talking in the street, trying to say I ain't hungry. None of them got the heart to try to take my place.
Young brothers, you got to take it from a pro. That was one of our rappers who does secular Christian music, and I'll be able to give you his name in just a second, but I want to go over a few things that he pointed out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be able to listen to the lyrics. We just can't say all rap music is bad and dismiss it and not put it on because we hear this tone in our black brother's voice. We got to be able to listen to the lyrics, really listen. Now, this brother is talking some words. He's talking about you ain't hard. Just because you are looking tough, that don't mean you hard. He talked about some real important things. He talked about standing for something, looking back at his ancestors. He also talked about the women and how he wanted the women to be adored and dressed with their cleavage covered up and their bodies none revealing. He talked a little bit about coming here with the sword ready for a fight. Now, I want to say this much. We must fight in the spirit. And the spirit is going to make intercession for things we don't know what to pray for. Because when we look at our weapons, we see our weapons are not carnal. Through the pulling down of the stronghold, our weapons are spiritual, and we must go into spiritual warfare. That brother in that rap was going through a spiritual warfare. He was telling his community that you ain't hard. And if you step into his yard, he will show you you ain't hard. Now, that brother has some words cleaned up with very few profanity in it. I don't care what anybody say. We got to take a listen to those young brothers who are talking to us, and they're meeting us with the pulse of the people. There's a lot going on in our community. Our young people and young women are being taught wrong. They're being taught to sit in front of BET and to bounce and dance all day, eating bonbons and jujus, and wait on a check to come. They're being taught the wrong way. And we have to understand that we are here for a mission, and we're temporarily here just passing through. We're aliens here. We're not from this place. When I told you that you had some aliens with Darth Vader, I wasn't lying. We are some aliens here. And we've got to listen to the music and get an understanding of it. And women, listen to what the brothers are saying. They want to clothe you, and they want to put garments on you. They don't want you revealing everything. So stop getting the tightest and shortest outfits you can get, thinking you're the bossest lady on the yard. A man feels empathy for you when he sees you dressed like that. And he feels like you're his baby sister, and he's got to clothe you up or speak to the matter of the situation that you are too revealing. And it's important that we understand a lot of our rappers have a lot to say, those that have been through quite a bit. Now, this particular rapper is an artist who is a designer, he draws, he paints, and he also writes poetry and gospel music. The brother is heavy, and he tells those young brothers that are out there in the yard, they ain't hard. So quit putting on that hard face and try to get some experience under your belt. Now, we're going to listen to a few more tunes, and when we get our lines up where you could call in, we're going to have you call in and give your input. But right now, because some type of technical difficulty is going down, we're just going to bear with it. And we're going to continue with our music and telling the truth and telling it like a T.I. is. So if you with me on this, give me some Harambes out there. I need to hear three Harambes. Harambe. 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 All right, then. Come on in, those of you who think you can handle it, those young brothers who are coming in who said that they are hard. I want you to know it's no consolation for being hard. We want to stay alive. We want to stay above the ground. So if we find out what is really going on in the hood, what's really real, then I'm thinking that most of us will be able to tell somebody something. We can give some directions to somebody. And I believe that we will be able to explain our real life to someone. Now, what we're going to do is listen to a few more cuts, and we're going to be able to get in the mold. Hold on. We're bringing it on, the Planet of the Apes.
Thank you.
That little piece. Let's try to identify with what they're talking about. They talked about being animals, some people viewing them as being monkeys and also as being killers, and that when they beat the beat on the sidewalk and create the music, those who are not connected or intact with what their heartbeat is, they haven't a clue as to what they're talking about in their music. And they look at these people from a distance with a jaundiced eye because they see this anger in these young brothers. And because they don't know the pulse of the people, they get it confused and think them to be angry monsters who are killers. And that because they don't know the music and don't speak the language, they can't communicate and is not relevant to those outsiders who are looking on. Some of them practice, and they learn the steps, but they don't know the real pulse of the people, so they cannot bring about the soul of that music. So what they're doing is speaking to outsiders who want a bit of attachment to this music and want to make it relevant in their life, but they can't because they can't identify with the struggle. And that's what they're saying in this little cut. And we've got to be able to see, young people, that some of the music we write, most people who are doing fine and are faring well and higher social economic groups will not understand and be able to relate to the suffering of the people because they have not had to suffer in their lifetime. So therefore, they cannot fake the funk and start playing the music without having a relationship with the struggle. And we see so many young white singers who are trying to learn the lyrics and sing the song, but they have no identity and connection to the suffering. So therein lies you taking medicine for illness that you can't possibly cure with that medicine. This medicine of music was created for the inner city ghetto, for those who are struggling. It might not address those who have not had to go through struggle and suffering. So therefore, you think that this is strange that these young bucks would be singing these songs and looking like they could possibly be criminals. So you look upon them as a criminal and not as someone who is crying out to the community. Now, I want those young bucks to listen up. And there's a lot that we can learn, white and black. And Caucasians, some of you young brothers need to learn from those brothers who are suffering, and they can give you forewarning about what the streets are like. But to come to the hood and not respecting or representing and bowing down and usurping your authority will lead them to feel like you're being disrespectful to their hood, and they will take offense. And that's what I got from that little tune. I don't know what you're hearing, but that's what I got from that tune. But I want to play, I want you to understand that there is a lot of music out there, and it's not all bad, mothers. Please do not look at your young brothers and say, oh, you can't play that here. You know, there was a time when I was like that. Every time I saw a CD that came, you know, from the hood, I immediately wanted to dismiss it and get it out of my house because I thought it was what was killing our young brothers. I had to take some time to really engage myself and to understand that there's some things that they're trying to tell us. And I wasn't hearing it. I'm just going to be straight up with you. I wasn't hearing it. It was that rap stuff, and it was destroying our young bucks and causing them to get killed. So, you know, I was just not about it. I wasn't about it. And I had to have somebody tell me something different. They had to tell me, you got to really listen to the music, and you got to understand it. And they're right. You got to spend some time listening to it. And that's what we want to do here today. We want to give some input to this music. And we want to start talking to the young people so that they'll know we are addressing what they're saying. And we are conscious and we're not asleep. So some of you might be anesthetized and asleep. Now, I'm going to be bringing on those same group singing different things.
If you got a problem with me, then beat the board for
hold up.
If you don't like it, fight me. Or shut the fuck up. Oh, no, you don't want it with me. No. This is Kevin on my left. You pretend you dead, going right. I forgot you break that song. Half my life been me in the mic. I've been shy. Y'all just now seeing the light. The only difference is down when I sing my song. I got 50, 60 million people singing along. And I give to you feminists to keep them out. Got the urge to pull it out big clips. The pistols out their pockets. You ain't got to wait for it. So we got to move on. So we got to move on. We got a million and one. Some of us don't be coming on. We need a dose of fire on. We want to come back along. So I'm going to tell you something now. And I am a fucking fool. So I'm like, I'm going to hurt. I'm fucked up. A thing. The sweetest morning rain, the sweetest kiss on the collarbone, holla on, the sweetest pie, you see the sky running around like you see it up, and that's so not true, look, that's so not true, it's so true, it's great, oh, not true, so don't try to imitate my crew, that's so much suicide, well, niggas, I will die for, and I will get my life for, my pistol and my rap, that's not it, a part of your body, break it on your arm, see that kick, it's a gift, you'll come around and break your arm, now, thank you.
Sometimes
time to be seen. Everybody ain't straight, everybody ain't friendly. A lot of artists wanna come over and deal with me so they can peek in my gallery. Deal with me so they can sneak in my gallery. Deal with me, but they all missing. There's not all missing. I don't want to talk with them. Let me tell you why, cause bitches and giants don't see eye to eye with this rap. I'm so passionate, I'm passionate and I'm passionate. So if you have to fit and you have to get to the point where every corner is immaculate, I got a picture in my head, so the way that I saw it, so maybe y'all can see it the way that I saw it. That's me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to know how you feel about that little cut. His music, he's an artist. He describes all of the paintings that he has painted, and then he fell asleep while he was making his music. And waking up, talking to the general public about his artistry and the types of paintings he paints, he's trying to describe to you what is in his heart. So these authors have a lot to say. These artists are very prolific and they are saying a lot of things, informing us of what's going on. They're telling us about what this situation is, and we are going to have to be able to listen to our young men and to our young women, because they have a lot to say and their music is prolific. Now I want to say one thing to the listening audience. Even though we have our difficulties on this line, we try to find a way to still entertain you and give you a bit of the topic that we're speaking on. And we've been speaking on the topic of music and frequency levels. And different frequency levels fit different people. For example, if you notice our young men, their frequency level is a little tough and rugged and hard. And then everyone seems to think they're mean or mad when they perform. Not necessarily so. They're trying to grab our attention, and they want to send a message. And they want to be direct in their delivery. So I think the songs I've been presenting to you today are direct in their delivery. And at the same time, they sound a little rough, even though they're gospel songs. But young people won't listen to you if you don't first have their attention. It's very important to grab their attention, and these young bucks know that. They have to grab your attention some kind of way. Now, I want to thank you for being with us today and being able to go all the way with Omi as we talk about music and frequency. Now, don't forget that we are still on the topic of human rights. And we want those young people to go out there and download the human rights under Youth for Human Rights and read the proclamation and read the 30 human rights and see how many people you can talk to about signing the petition and being a part of supporting the Human Rights Coalition. It's very vital that we should know those things. Now, hold on. We're going to listen to one song here about the rappers.
Man, turn the radio off, and I'd fire them all if I was their boss for music. Sound like a bunch of noise, like a bunch of kids with a bunch of toys. Oh, little boy, trying to kill that noise, something missing. And I was sick and feel that boy, and I'm back. And I ain't trying to brag, but this man crazy got a brand new swag. He did the same bad. Thank you.